ground begins to quake, the earth breaks open wide. Electricity come alive. We'll be right back.
To the ACC African Caribbean Connection with your host, Captain DJ Red Eyes, with the most right here at 90.1 FM CJSF. You can also check us out on www.cjsf.ca. African Caribbean Connection, each and every Saturday from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. right here on your radio dial, 90.1 FM.
Live from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, welcome back. I'm going to hit refresh. I'm going to hit refresh on the screen. I got to hit refresh. I don't know. It always, like, jumbles it up, Chris. I should put... Chris is here. Happy Friday, Chris.
Hey, happy Friday to you, too.
Thank you very much, Chris. Are you done your work for the day? What are you working on right now? What's your project as I refresh?
It's Fun Drive.
You're doing, oh, yeah,
this Fun Drive. Oh, my God. This is why we're all talking about Fun Drive in the
I forgot about it. I forgot about it in the last...
It's October 30th to November 5th.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Folks.
Heck yes. Coming up. So, yeah, get ready for that. In that set, you probably may have heard Golden Age of Wrestling from Tombstone Piledriver, first one of theirs. That was Nevada. And then Stove, another one of Chris's favorites. You love Stove, right, Chris?
Pardon me?
You love Stove, the band Stove, Avlov, Stove, those bands, the Steve Hartlett band?
Oh, Avlov.
Avlov sure, Killer, yeah. I started last show with an Avlov song from 2018 that I went back and got. And, oh.
Yeah.
Love it. Such a great tune. That is, of course, on the archive. After that was Fountain, classic from Victoria. I guess they've moved to Montreal now. They've disappeared. Maybe they got abducted. But too bad they don't. I don't know. Like, they should make another record. I like them. But that was Fountain, Two Ugly Doves. Frank Black and the Catholics, Which Do You, from 96, 97. Internal Rot from Melbourne, Australia. Chronic Bedlam. So Pitted, Seattle, Washington, 2016. Diamond Knights. Great band, sort of, from New York.
Oh,
they were good bands. But
I thought we were still talking about So Pitted.
So Pitted, yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember finding that song just kind of out of nowhere. I was looking up another thing. I think the album was called So Pitted from some Canadian band.
Sort of self-titled, yeah.
Yeah, it was like this, like, instrumental surf stuff. It was dreadful. But, like, then I found these guys as a result of that, and I was like, whoa. That song, yeah, that song's got awesome power and, like, a little bit of dissonance as well. Like, it's quite good. So, yeah, after that was Diamond Knights, then Penelope Isles from the UK, and then finishing up the set with Vanishing Twin. Traffic and weather. It's a cloudy weekend in Vancouver, 286 degrees Kelvin right now. And the weekend looks cloudy, but it's not going to rain as much. We got classic Vancouver weather this week, Chris. I think it rained for, like, 28 hours straight or something.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, 2 p.m., basically 2 p.m. Tuesday until, like, almost dark on, yeah, I guess it was Wednesday, I guess. I went to yoga. It was, like, starting to light up, like, at, like, 3 in the afternoon. So, yeah, like, 25, 26 hours of rain. Good times. We need it, though. I think we're out of drought. I think the drought's over.
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, we'll look that up. So, and traffic. There's some anomalies I got to let people know about right now. Highway 7 from the Cape Horn to Coquitlam, right by Riverview Hospital. There is obviously a problem there, some sort of incident. Southbound is busy and northbound is busy. Avoid it if you can take Mariner Way or something like that, or come up through Shaughnessy Street through Port Coquitlam. There's another anomaly. Out in Langley Township, it is around 248th Street. Fraser Highway is not great around 248th Street. I don't know if that happens normally. Highway 1, not great, but that's normal. And then I guess it's gotten better. Yeah, it looks better. It's a little bit tough getting into New West on the 91A at Queensboro. And Knight Street North isn't great. For this weekend, just be aware there's road work on Southwest Marine Drive that will be affecting, like, the ramp to Southwest Marine Drive from the Oak Street Bridge will be closed, so that is not going to help things using the Oak Street Bridge this weekend, and just avoid Southwest Marine between Oak and 70th. What else? Do we have anything to talk about? Oh, I was going to talk about the housing. I think we don't need to talk about housing. There's been so many articles. Basically, last month, I had an episode where I talked about how they need to do something about short-term rentals. And now there's legislation. And so thank you, everyone who listened to the show and got this legislation put forth. Because it looks pretty good. They're going to crack down on for-profit operators. Basically, that's what all of the – in the BC legislation and some local legislation that has come up, they're going to be cracking down on for-profit operators. So if you're one of those people that goes around, rents out a bunch of apartments, and then puts them up on Airbnb, they're coming for you.
Because find another way to make your passive income.
Yeah, seriously. Well, it's not super passive. You would have to deal with problems. I mean, yeah. You would have to create like a management company. But it's just that's not the point. We don't need that. We need those apartments for people to live in. Okay? It's too expensive to live here now. And so that's the problem. Here's some crazy statistics. That's one of the hardest words to say. Statistics?
Statistics.
Thank you. Chris, that's perfect. That's pitch perfect, buddy. In the year 2022, 16,000 units in British Columbia went to short-term rentals, which resulted in a 19% decrease in the rental stock in 1 year. And also, during that year, rents went up 28%. So, it's probably good that they're doing something about it. So yeah, it's 286 Kelvin. Avoid Highway 7 around Riverview Hospital in both directions. And I'm going to get back to the music. I'm going to do that right now.